Welcome to Land Academy. We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hello.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about finishing what you start with Land Academy. We're not one of those people or those companies that make you pay us to finish what you start. Great show today, Jill. Before we get started, let's share something interesting that happened to us recently.
Well, you know, it's funny. I wanted to share what we were picking up on recently as we were riding our bikes on the Strand. It's so funny and it's so easy to get caught up a little bit in a driving for dollars kind of a scenario. Boy, that's loud coffee there, Jack. Golly.
Hey, listen.
It'd be really funny. It'd be funny if I would have said, close the bathroom door. That's what it sounds
like. Jill, you're
like.
On your own. I'll be back in 15 minutes.
Exactly.
You want to know a secret, listener? We film, we record all the shows for the week at once. So it's still early in the morning.
It is.
Early in the week, even though this show will air on Tuesday. Anyway, go ahead. I am going to pour some more coffee.
Yeah, it's okay.
You want some?
No, I'm good. So I'll wait for the break to do mine. It's all. But don't let us stop you. Don't let us keep you, Jack. This is just a show right now.
This is exactly what happens in the company. It's like, yeah, it's fine. He's the owner.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's weird.
He's going to do that.
What's he going to do next?
We're in the middle of a meeting. He just walked away. Yeah. What is that? Don't worry. He'll come back. He got it.
If I did that, I'd get fired probably.
That's right. And that's exactly correct. Don't worry about it. He'll be back and he'll read the memo later. So he'll know what we talked about. All right. So what was funny though is I noticed, you know, it's so easy. And I know most people in listening now are in our little real estate world, I'm guessing, or you have some interest in real estate. So you
or
do
you have
this
really
too.
Low standards in what you listen
yeah,
to.
Yeah, or you really have a lot of spare time on your hands and you have nothing else. You got tired of watching the grass grow. So here you are. So, but it's easy to watch what we were on our bikes doing it, but you drive around, you go, oh, look at that. It's boarded up. Or God, look at all these homes on this block. They've all been redone, but that one. Oh,
or like
what
a zoning change.
On that one?
My favorite is like a zoning change or a notice.
Right.
It's like, oh, I missed that deal. I didn't get there first.
Yeah. So we were just noticing, here we are just riding our bikes on the Strand in Southern California. And we see some of these homes. And I'm like, Jack, that's been sitting there since 1920. It looks abandoned.
Literally.
What's the story there? God, what could we do with that? You know, but we catch ourselves. It's easy to get caught up on that. We know better. We know that if we send a mailer out to this whole block, there's some issue with that one and we don't want it. But the house two doors down that we wouldn't have considered.
That looks brand new.
Exactly. That's the one that the people want to sell and they want to get out of it. They've had a change in their life, whatever. That's the one that they really want to sell and they will sell. So you can't get caught up in it. So I just thought that was just kind of funny because we still catch ourselves.
I sent a mailer out very recently because Jill and I are looking to buy a very large boat for like 1/10 of what it's really worth or less. And a guy called me back and said, look, I made a mistake. I bought this boat. It's a gorgeous boat. I made a mistake. I bought this boat, whatever, like a year ago, year and a half ago. I used it twice. And my wife doesn't know about it. Mm. And that's the whole reason. He's like, look, if we can get this whole thing done at this price is fine. I don't care what the price is. She needs to not know about this.
Mm-hmm.
And that was his whole motivation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, the boat on either side of it, I'd probably be 4 times what I'm paying for this one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, they're falling in the water.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you nailed it.
Yeah. That's,
but it's just biological to look at a piece of property falling down and want to fix it.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Like men, like women want to fix men.
Yeah, right. Do you know what
Don't
we
worry,
could do?
I can, if
we
fi- put, I can fix him.
If
I can
we
work
put
with this.
Better shoes on that guy, cut his hair, and gave him a nice watch, he'd look like $1 million.
Put some tape on his mouth.
No.
Lose 20 pounds, put some tape on his mouth. and change his eye color.
Remember one girl did that, by the way, in a what was that show? The New York show, Carrie Fisher. Shucks, I can't think of the show that for a long time that was on. It was on
Carrie Fisher, like HBO. Princess Leia.
Not Carrie Bradshaw.
Oh,
Carrie Bradshaw.
Right, yeah. Oh, well, Sex and the City.
Yes. One of the girls did that. She found a guy and dressed him. He had a lot of money, but he looked awful. So she got him all cleaned up and paraded him around, and it was hilarious.
That's perfect. Yeah. Girl. It's for girls.
So yeah, changed his wardrobe, everything. It was
There's a
cute.
Reason I half know what you're talking about, and have never seen that episode.
Okay, that's all right. That's funny. Okay.
Have you ever seen season 3 of The Walking Dead?
Oh gosh.
Exactly. There's men and women stuff out there.
It's okay. Thank
well said. You. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Not my thing.
Hey, before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Okay. Luke, and I put in here, not that Luke, because we have a couple Lukes in our world. So this.
Look how big our little family's getting.
I know. We have a couple Lukes.
Multiple first name people.
This is Luke number 2, not Luke number 1. And Luke number 2 knows who. And Luke number 1 knows who I'm talking about. Okay, so Luke asks, I sent out a mailer of 400 letters to Western Oregon. I'm pretty sure I priced it way low, but I've not heard back from anyone at all. And it's been 10 days since I was supposed to have it. It was supposed to have been mailed.
It's way too soon.
Is this abnormal? Do you guys often have mailers with no response? I did a second mailer of 1,400 letters a week later. We'll see how that one does.
Luke, brace yourself.
I know. Yeah, right. It's coming.
Yeah. It's about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You need to wait about 3 weeks and time it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what we do. We send out letters once a month. It's on a calendar. So we should share that calendar. It's about 3 to 4 weeks is when you're going to really start to get some calls back. The first few calls that you get and some stuff in the mail, they're going to be like, what the heck are you talking about? $100 an acre. That's not going to work for me. And then in between those and the calls back where, you know, I've been thinking about selling this, you're going to get some mail in the mailbox with signed offers. And those are the ones you want to do, mm-hmm. in my opinion, because he's obviously Luke, I think you're brand new. Do the easiest deals you can first time around so you have a real good experience. I've seen many, many, many people, brand new investors on mostly in bigger pockets saying, what did I do wrong? This thing, whole thing fell apart. Not so much with the land, but with houses. And then they get turned off with REI in general and they just never go back. And I don't want to see that happen.
Mm-hmm. You're
so
right.
Do the easy, pick the easiest ones, even walk away. Walk away from a few of them if you need to. If they're slam dunk, you want to do the slam dunk ones easy, like the first 10. Would you mm-hmm. say, Joe, the first 10 deals?
Exactly. Well, I keep track of them too. I mean, if it really pains you to say, oh, I think I could do this.
Yes,
that's fine. Put it aside and come back to it.
Right.
But like Jack said, pick the easy ones. You're running to the bank. Everybody's alive and well. It's just a no brainer. They've owned it for 20 years, and they're not going to retire there now. Do those.
You know that feeling like when. You know, you have to we've all had this conversation with ourselves. I'm going to break up with this person tomorrow. And it kills me because she's just, she's so hot. But it just, I don't even like her. It's killing me.
And
that's what you want to do with some of these deals.
What the heck? I want to break up with her tomorrow, but she's so hot.
She's so hot. I'm going to maybe stick this thing out for another week.
Oh my gosh.
But I know this, we have nothing in common and I don't like her that much, but.
Oh my God.
Just like you said, I would have paraded him around. It's not a gender thing.
It's hilarious. Oh my gosh. Wait, I got to wait for one more office party. Then I'm going to let her go.
You want the deal. The first deal that you do, you want it to be the girl next door who you have everything in common with. And every time you see her, it's just, you know, it clicks and you have fun. And everybody says stuff like this right to your face and behind your back. God, those guys look great together. That's perfect. Just makes sense to me. That completely makes sense to me. That's
do you think they
you
say that
do.
About us?
I don't know what they say. I don't know. I wonder what they
I
say.
I am curious. I would like to know. You know what? I'm going to bring back those forms. We used to have those forms in Success Plant. We had silly things like that. We should say that we'd be fun to bring back some silly stuff like that.
I was thinking about that too. Yeah. There's some funny stuff on YouTube that I think we should. We have a YouTube channel called Land Academy. God, it sounds like a commercial again. And there's a little subcategory that I put in the back. And it's just, and it's called Don't Let This Happen to You. And the first video that I posted was this, a video of this, these Japanese kids singing John Denver songs.
Oh, you put it
in
on
Japanese.
Oh.
And it's a source of comedy. We, as a family, were crying, rolling on the floor a couple nights ago.
We were out for sushi and we overheard. And I'm like, wait a minute, everyone. Is that the song
John
I think
Denver,
it is? Yeah.
Country Road.
Uh-huh.
In Japanese.
It's hilarious.
With a video.
I love it.
And if that doesn't make you laugh, then this Land Academy business is not for you. Because you have to have a sense of humor, don't you?
You do.
You got to have a sense of humor when someone calls and says, I'm going to find you because you offered me $100 an acre for my property and I think it's worth $14 million.
Right. It's like, hold on, everybody.
Think of that Japanese group when that happens.
Yeah.
And
hold on, everybody. Let's not take it all
this
seriously.
What's he talking about now?
Yeah, I know. I'm just having, it's killing me right now not to, there's a saying and I'm not going to.
Oh, say it.
Captain Random.
Is that what I'm doing?
But you know what's so funny? My brother came up with that. I was calling my mom that, Captain Random one time.
Just say whatever comes to your mind.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's out, like, okay. What?
All right, I'll stay on topic. I'm sorry. It's just funny for me.
I know. Hey, again, funny for you.
I'm subconsciously avoiding talking about land investing.
Okay, good.
No, today's topic, today's topic, finish what you start with Land Academy.
Yeah, this is good.
This is the meat of the show. So this topic came up because a couple of people very recently reached out to us and said, we really want to do this, but what's the catch? It seems like, what's the deal? You know, I've been involved in these things before and people, they say, I bought this thing and it's half complete and I'm half educated and now you want $50,000 to complete my education. Well, Jill and I, long before now, more than a year ago, set out to not do that because it's just silly. This is not Harvard. This is not some Hilton,
conference whatever.
Room where you get your credit card out.
Let's all up our credit, everybody. No.
We provide the tools and that's it. There's no more. I mean, there's no second product or third product or fourth product
that's needed to do
yeah,
this.
This is it. Everything's there. So
it's kind of,
that like the title says, you finish what you start with Land Academy. We're not going to charge you or upsell you or any of that.
Well, and I love that about you, Jack. That's always been your motto. If this works for you and you want to learn how to do it, great. We're happy to show you. If it doesn't work for you and it's not your thing, that's great too. That's fine. No one's going to twist your arm and talk you into it. But if this is really what you want to do and you're serious about it, we will help you and we'll show you and give you everything you need. That's it.
We'll give you everything you need, start to finish.
And if there's something that, gosh, you're really struggling with, let us know. And we'll, if we can make it happen and help you out with that, we will. That's like where Deed Perfect came
this
from
whole thing
and all these little things.
It's not a profit center for us. This whole thing is our way of giving back. We buy and sell enough real estate on our own with houses and land and the whole thing. We'll get to houses next year, 2017, but in a Land Academy sense.
We do make a little stuff off the thing, but it's like, that's not the whole thing.
But yeah, but that if there's any margin at all, it goes to like hiring new people to manage stuff.
Exactly.
So that's what I mean. It's not a massive profit center like land is.
Exactly. That's, I think, what people, this is not our main gig. Our main gig is our business. As a side thing, now we're teaching other people how to do a business like ours.
It's like 6:30 in the morning and we're doing these shows because we have to go to work. Land company eventually.
That's very true. I'm having to hire people. And that's what's funny is this is to confirm what you just said. We're having to hire people to run the land company because we're over here helping. Land Academy needs our help and our people need our help. And so we're staffing up over there.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to us on successplant.com. Either one of us or any of the other members. They'll help you out.
Thank you. Our free online community.
Hey, join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how we use information. That's me.
And inspiration. That's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Good show, Jill.
Thanks. That was fun. That was really, really good. So good stories. We've had, since we've been out here, we're still in California right now, and it's just so nice. There's a lot of material. You know what? My funny stuff, when I sit and kind of think about, something funny to share, I have a lot of material I have to sift through.
I know.
Do you have that too?
Yes.
I find something funny every single day.
Oh, so do I. I think, it's amazing to me how well the stuff that I've sifted through, because before we sit down and do these shows, we look around and check success plan and find out what's going on and see how the deals that people are doing. Look at our own. I look at our own deals that we're doing, and because I'm not that attached to it anymore. And it's just actually, when you take a few steps back, it's amazing. Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property. If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.